Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 29th of April. The shape today is yield doing the heavy lifting while volume softens, and the forward book lagging the curve. April month to date through yesterday. Revenue per flight 270,000 Rand, up 12.2% year on year. That growth is price led. Yield is up 17.3%, while flights are down 2.1% and passengers down 6.4%. Healthier mix than volume led, but it's coming with a load factor cost. We're at 86.5%, 4.7 points below last April. For context, March closed at 89.7% load factor with revenue per flight up 2%, so the April yield push is a real step change. On the market, FlightAware shows the domestic seat pool grew 8.5% in March year on year. FlySafair added 8.3%. Airlink added 13.4%. SAA added 16.4%. Lyft shrunk 4%. So we essentially matched the market overall, but Airlink and SAA both grew faster than us. We are not gaining capacity share, we're treading water while the legacy names rebuild. Route picture from March, Cape Town to Port Elizabeth is the one to flag. Total market on that route grew 43% year on year. We added almost 5,000 seats, but Airlink piled in another 2,100 and our share dropped 4.7 points to 81%. Load factor on the route fell 9.7 points and yield is down 6.4%. That's a competitive response we did not fully match. Durban to Johannesburg told the same story softer. Market up 16%, our seats up only 4,000, share down 6.8 points to 59%. SAA added 19,000 seats on that single route. Bloemfontein to Cape Town also flashed up, share down 10 points there. Forward curve. April actual load factor is 78.8 against an expected 82.7 at this point in the curve. We're 4 points behind. Last April closed at 90.8, so we're tracking well below that finish line. May is the bigger worry. Actual 21.6, expected 29.5, 8 points behind. Last May closed at 91.6. The behind curve routes in May are alarming. Bloemfontein to Joburg is 20 points light. Durban to Joburg, our biggest route by capacity at 208,000 seats, is 19 points behind the curve. Harare to Joburg, 16 points behind. Joburg to Victoria Falls in April is 17 points behind. The leisure into Mauritius, Zanzibar and Vic Falls in May is running far ahead of curve, so the regional book is fine. The trunk domestic pace is the problem. On costs, jet fuel is $179. Down 8% month on month, and the crack is below 70. That's a meaningful tailwind. The Rand is 16.55, 12.7% weaker month on month, which gives most of that fuel benefit straight back. Net neutral on cost. One anomaly worth noting, Cape Town to Mpumalanga added 133% capacity year on year, and load factor collapsed 19 points to 79. Revenue is up, but yield is down 6. That route is being absorbed slowly. Two questions for the exec. First, what is the commercial response on Cape Town to Port Elizabeth, given Airlink's 47% seat add and our 4.7 point share loss? Second, why is Durban to Joburg pacing 19 points behind the booking curve for May on 208,000 seats of capacity, and what's the plan in the next 2 weeks? Have a good one.